This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome into the Aloe Fiber Studios. I am Tanner Schwint, Brian Carey, my co-host, Angel Padilla doing the production work today. Our Happy Life Gardens poll question today: who do you feel should be the GOP nominee for a president? A good variety of responses coming in. Love to see the differences from people on who they believe is the next person up. Who's the next person back up to the plate? So keep those responses coming in. It's on my Facebook page, Good Morning NoCo, as well on 1310 KFKA. All right, we've covered a lot on the front page, Brian. Why don't you take us back a couple pages here?
Let's go to back page news.
News team, assemble!
The headline reads, cow washed away in floods, hoofs it and ends up at KFC. Funeral home discovered woman presumed dead is still alive. The Animal Welfare Board of India says that hugging cows will bring emotional richness and increase individual and collective happiness. 700 pounds of acorns, 20 to 25 feet high, were stuffed in the home's chimney. All right, taking a look at back page news. We'll start out with school's out. I mean, for most people, for a lot of people, today is the last day. For a lot, they've already gotten out,
right,
or will in the next day or two. But school is out. So keep that in mind when you're going through those school zones. You get, no, I'm just kidding. You can.
No, pin it.
No, exactly. But to all the kids who made it through a school year, congratulations. It's an awesome accomplishment, especially if you've just wrapped up elementary school, middle school, high school, or college. Going into, you know, there's going to be a lot of graduations this weekend, which means there's going to be a lot of balloons.
Mm-hmm.
All right, a lot of balloons for graduation. Just a little story to warn you about the dangers that you can get while trying to get balloons filled and get them to your car. My wife's friend, Faye, her mother was having her 88th birthday the other day. So Faye had gone out and gotten two big eights,
mm-hmm,
for the balloons. And she left them in the car overnight. And then the next morning, the sun came, heated things up. Poof!
Busted.
One of the eights exploded. So she goes back to the balloon store to get another eight. And while she's in there, she's, oh, that unicorn's cute. So she gets a big unicorn and another eight and takes them out to join the surviving eight in her car. And as she's walking over there and trying to stuff three very large balloons into the backseat of a car,
right,
can send one flying, which the unicorn made a break for it. The unicorn took off and floated into the sky as she's trying to get these balloons in there. So she goes back in to get another unicorn, which she brings out, and she brings out the other unicorn, tries to get in into the vehicle. Another eight disappears, pushes out, goes back in, gets another eight, now has two fresh eights and a unicorn in the back, starts driving to the party, boom, an eight blows. So she gets there and just decided that her mother was turning eight,
nice,
and got a unicorn. So
I mean,
it could be a battle. You ever tried to get those in a car?
Well, kudos to your wife's friend for the perseverance. I don't think it should be that difficult to get it in there. I really don't think it should be that tough to do. Throw that out there. But kudos for the perseverance. That's my takeaway from that story.
That's, and maybe that's a good one to take away with. Hey, a landlord out of Duluth, Minnesota, very strange story. He lit his place on fire, but he did it while blasting Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire. He cranked it up and then lit the place up so that when you came there, the fire started and you're hearing We Didn't Start the Fire.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, how much more evidence do you need?
Innocent
for a guy?
In the court of law. 100% innocent.
You think so?
Well, you were standing there with a box of matches, but did you hear the song?
It said, I did not do this.
Yes, we didn't start the fire.
In the world of TV entertainment, I love watching Jeopardy. Jeopardy wrapped up its Masters Championship last night. This was a pretty exciting 10-game contest with six of the greats for the game of Jeopardy going at it. Came down to the final, and James Holzhauer, Vegas James, Jeopardy James, he ended up winning by just a couple thousand points over Mateo Roach. It was really fun to watch, and a lot of laughs, and a lot of reasons to feel stupid.
Yeah, I would imagine.
When I watched that show.
But, I would imagine so. What gives you more of an adrenaline rush, an NBA game or Jeopardy Masters?
Jeopardy Masters is pretty exciting for me. I'm telling you, I absolutely love that.
I don't think I've reached that age yet where that's like, hey.
No, you have not, and I hope you do. But speaking of reaching that age, again, yesterday, the passing of Tina Turner. She was such a trailblazer for women. For survivors of domestic abuse. Her relationship with Ike Turner was absolutely volatile, and it was very much in the public. And Tina being able to stand up, keep her name, go out, and after all of that, comes back with that album Private Dancer back around, I want to say it was in 1984, 1985, when she came back with this thing and reestablished herself as this superstar and then went to another level, being in the Mad Max movie and with We Don't Need Another Hero and those kind of things, really exploded and cemented her place as one of the greats of all time. But 83 years old after a long illness passing away, but I have a lot of memories of watching her on TV, and I always wondered, how in the hell can she move like that? And then I had Proud Mary and all those greats. Tina Turner will be missed. So will the cherry-dipped cones at Dairy Queen.
They're gone, huh?
Did you read about this? No, Dairy Queen taking away the cherry dip, at least for now, which was one of their most popular items. Now, I loved going to get a vanilla cone dipped in cherry.
See, I never did that. I never did the dipped cones.
Really?
If I was going there, it was Blizzard. I'm definitely a Blizzard guy.
You'd never get a chocolate cone dipped in chocolate or
I never have had a... No, I've never had a dipped cone before.
Oh, dude. How about you, Angel? Do you ever do the dipped cones?
I don't think so.
Well, you'd know if you did.
I have an issue with ice cream cones.
Really?
Got to eat it super fast, and it drips everywhere. I had an ice cream cone one time, and I dropped it.
Okay, we're unpacking some trauma. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was wondering where.
Put it in a bowl or, a cup.
A cup for a Blizzard, yeah.
But no cones for you, huh?
It's not my first choice.
The waffle cones I'm out on. I don't like
I like the old traditional ones that have the grid at the bottom.
That's the best bite of the damn cone. It's when the ice cream gets packed in the grid on there. Well, my issue with waffle cones, which I know you're all wondering about.
No, I have wondered.
Is the little hole at the bottom. Because when the ice cream starts to melt, the ice cream just rolls right through the little hole of the waffle cone that gets wrapped up there.
I've been known to bite the tip off the bottom of the waffle cone and then suck the cone through the bottom.
That's bizarre.
Yeah.
Mine went a lot of ways. None of them were FCC regulated.
I also think that Dairy Queen is missing the boat on not just selling cone grids.
Yeah.
Just a little bag of
bites.
Those.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's the bottom of the cone filled with ice cream.
Trademark TM. We got that. By the way, if you go to Dairy Queen, it's not on the menu. So let me hook you up here.
Please.
Get the cookie jar.
The what?
The cookie jar.
What the hell is that?
Yeah, just try it. Trust me.
Well, tell me what it is. No, I'm not one who does that.
Just trust me.
Okay.
It's not on their menu. They still have it though. It's like I always feel so cool when I order it because everyone's like looking around like, I don't see that on the menu. It's like you got to be coming
gotta
for
know
a while.
People.
Yeah,
got to
know people who know people. It's vanilla. There's with some chocolate drizzle in there that they mix up. So it's a kind of a chocolatey ice cream, but not all the way chocolate ice cream. Oreos. Cookie dough, and I can't remember what the last ingredient is right now. As I'm thinking about it, it's delicious. It is absolutely delicious. Cookie jar, Dairy Queen, trust me.
Does it come in a bowl?
Nah, it comes in a cup.
Okay, so Angel could handle it.
Angel could handle it. Yeah, you can do it.
Okay. Now, another thing that people are going to be doing this summer is heading to the pool. You know, and here in the area, we've got a few great pools you can get out to.
Great lifeguards, too.
What's yeah, didn't we get a grant to pay for more
$250,000.
Well, that's good. We know our kids will be safe this year when they are heading off to the pool. But I have a list here of the rudest things you can do at the pool.
Okay, number one on that list has to be cannonball next to somebody.
It sure as hell should be. But yeah, splashing near others is there. I find it really irritating because, you know, but people go, well, you're in a pool, you're getting wet anyway. Yeah, but it's not being splashed at me, and that's like water torture.
Right. No, I will drown you if you splash me in a pool.
It's on.
Yeah, I will drown you. Especially if I don't know you, that's the worst.
And I don't like to drown a friend. I like to drown strangers.
Yeah, I don't even care if it's a little kid, man. Mind your business. Don't be splashing me, you little turd.
Yeah, he's that guy at the pool. Jumping in when you're dirty.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, I used to wonder, you know, why are people having to spray off before they get in the pool? It's wet.
Yeah, that's their weekly bath.
That's the unfortunate thing.
Public pools are disgusting.
They can, because you know that people are using it for a bathroom.
Yeah, just pools in general are disgusting.
They are.
If it's not your own pool or your own hot tub or whatever, it's disgusting.
Another thing you should never do is bring glassware to the pool.
That's BS.
I mean, why?
If you just be
barefoot,
everybody's responsible with your glassware.
And why do you have to bring glassware?
Be responsible with your glassware. It's not that big of a deal. Is there just an outbreak of broken bottles at pools now?
Yeah, apparently
there are adults that have consumed alcohol to be responsible.
Yeah,
with glass bottles in a pool area.
Yeah,
where you couldn't always tell. Oh, is that glass? Is that a puddle of water? Oh no, my foot's bleeding.
If you are having issues differentiating between glass and a puddle of water, go see an optometrist and then stay the hell out of my way and tend to your broken foot.
Okay, you ever brought kids to a pool and they're running around and they're playing and they're going all over the place and then possibly step on one of those careless people's broken bottles?
The people aren't going to break their bottles. Personal responsibility, Brian.
Okay. Why don't you just shoot all these down?
Okay, I'll see if I can do it.
Okay, leaving your kids or your pets unsupervised at the pool.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, that's annoying as hell. Okay. There's no reason there should be pets at the pool. I guess maybe that's where I'll go with that. I was just having this conversation with a business owner the other day, a restaurant owner, and the people were just trying to bring their dogs into the restaurant.
Yeah, people are getting fake outfits that say therapy dog and stuff.
And people are just taking advantage. It's stupid. Your dog doesn't need to be with you 24/7. Leave the thing at home.
At the pool?
Leave it at home, man. Let's see. All of a sudden, he just jumps in, starts swimming, and he's doggy paddling next to you.
Yeah.
You're worried about the human that's disgusting jumping in there?
I've never seen a dog poop in a pool. They always get out and do it on the lawn.
Yeah.
There's no way they're leaving.
Follow their suit, kids.
Never seen a dog leave a floater. Let's see. Getting fully naked at the pool.
That doesn't happen. That does not happen at public pools.
Doesn't happen.
Do you have a story about that?
Why'd they make a rule about it?
That's kind of where I'm going. Hotels. You ever go to a pool in Vegas?
No.
You ever been to the water in Mexico? You ever go swimming at the resort? Did you go in the pools there?
Yeah.
No nudity?
No nudity.
Well, you had a bad resort. Maybe I stayed at the
wrong
place.
You get the premium package, I guess.
Yeah. It was the only pool there. There wasn't a whole lot of clothing going around down there, but there is clothing still.
Here's another no-no at the pool. Tanner already talked about it, and that is, jumping and splashing around strangers.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Yes, it absolutely is. Also,
but
being
what if
very
they
noisy.
See how cool my cannonball is.
You can get away with it because I bet your cannonball there's little tiny waves that come from it.
It improves every year.
Yeah, I don't
know.
Brian or I cannonball in there? Yeah, you got an issue. Angel does it. He's like, somebody just do the pencil into the water?
Ha, ha, ha.
I would have thought it would have been a perfect landing every time for you. Now, have you ever belly flopped?
I did it once, and it hurt. So I never did it again.
Just one? You did it on purpose once or accident? Did you?
Yeah, it was either a cannonball or a belly flop. Those were like the two jumping
those
in
are
the
two
pool
options.
Things.
See, I would watch more Olympic diving. If they could bring in the belly flop and the cannonball as a couple of the dives,
and then
that
measure
you do,
the wave that the cannonball creates,
I would love that.
I think that'd be a fantastic one.
Absolutely. So use your manners when you're at the pool this year.
That's the overall takeaway.
Keep your clothes on. Don't bring your bottles in. Keep your dog at home, and don't pee.
Perfect. Yeah. Summed it up.
That's on the sign when you walk in.
One last quick story news from Northern Colorado. A Southern Backpage News. We're at 905, not 705. Backpage News.
I wasn't going to correct you.
A Southern Illinois man has been charged with theft for allegedly being the key word here, stealing a backhoe to drive about 10 miles to an airport to catch a flight, authorities said. Security camera footage shows a Carbondale man arriving at Veterans Airport of Southern Illinois atop a backhoe and leaving it in the airport parking lot on Thursday.
That's what I was wondering. Did he just leave it in
his
spot?
Parked it, left it there, the Williamson County Sheriff's Office said. Footage captured the man walking across the street from the lot to the airport lobby carrying a guitar case. The sheriff's office said the owner of the backhoe arrived at the airport a short time later and identified the equipment as belonging to his company. The owner said the machine, typically used to move large debris, in case you didn't know what a backhoe does, had been parked at a job site before it was stolen. No word on if they got the guy, no word on anything like that, but he allegedly was catching a flight to meet the woman down in Florida who stole the tractor the other day. So these two are a couple. They've met up. 921. Let's see here. Mysterio texting in, I can't wait till Tanner has kids and all of his ideas and thoughts change.
That's exactly right.
Nope.
Exactly right. The amount of friends you have who say things like, well, when I have kids, this is when I have, and you just sit and laugh at them. I'm with you, Mysterio.
Well, you guys are going to get a chance to watch it because kids dumb enough to step on glass? They're dumb enough to step on glass?
You're gonna change so drastically. I can't wait for it.
22 the time. It's Good Morning NOCO. We'll be right back. I'm getting educated here. Texter from the 970, Scott. Tanner's going to raise his kids to be the next John Connor from Terminator. I have since learned that that's a compliment in my world, apparently, right?
I'm not sure.
It is if you aren't an AI.
If so, this is when Terminators have taken over the world, is that right?
Yes.
Yes, an AI system called Skynet created these robots to control the population and law and order.
So it will be my kid, my son, who will take down either Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg, or Elon Musk.
He will lead the human revolution.
It'll be my kid that does that.
Mm-hmm. And then your kid will send somebody back in time.
This is giving
to
me
make
ego
sure
complex,
that you
guys
have that kid.
Nice.
Yes.
It's giving me an ego complex for some reason, just this hypothetical.
That's
it's my
and
boy.
And the AI will send a robot back in time to make sure that you don't make sure that the kid's born.
Ooh, so
they'd be
a
coming
battle
after you now because they found out that you're engaged.
Now that you've had the thought.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they realize it.
Oh,
things are going to change for you now.
What are they?
It is. Look out for the birds.
What are they going to? The AI is just going to show up and say, "No, you really should use contraceptive." Is that all that's going to happen?
Well,
he's
the Terminator, so it'll be terminated one way or another.
Oh, not in Texas. Holyoke, going back to what we were talking about with Miles about ESPN and their broadcast of things. ESPN may not be the greatest, but still way better than the Barstool Sports production. I didn't see the bowl game on Barstool. You said it was not good.
Terrible.
And
unwatchable for me.
Yeah, and I've heard, I like I said, I'm not going to, I don't watch a ton of the bowl games anyways. ESPN's agendas are just horrible, though. I mean, it's just if it's not Steph, then it's LeBron. If it's not LeBron, then it's somebody in the Eastern Conference. Like the mid-market teams and regions don't exist anymore. Like there was a time where even our beloved Rockies would be on the highlights that of ESPN, a SportsCenter. There, you can't find a mid-major market anywhere on SportsCenter anymore. You just can't. You're watching through the highlights, and it's, okay, here's the top from this, and then we're going to go over. We got to show you, of course, the rugby highlights that we got. Then we got to go over here, how about some water polo for you? And it's like they're trying to divvy it up where it's all equal. It's not all equal. I get that. The major sports, though, is what grew ESPN to where they are. And a lot of the personalities, they just drive me crazy, Brian.
Well, I think it's any time when a place
gets too big.
Yes. I mean, ESPN, when it was just ESPN, it's one thing, but then it turns into two, it turns into all this, then plus. How do you keep the same quality that you originally started right. with when you branch up? You see it in restaurants.
Yeah.
Great family-owned restaurant decide, you know, we're going to have two or three locations, and they can't keep up the same thing they did in the one in the other two. Same thing happens in network television.
Yeah, stick to what got you to where you're at. I mean, that's got to be the core philosophy on all of it. ESPN, there's ESPNW, which is supposed to just be women's sports. There's ESPN2.
There's ESPNU.
ESPN Classics, right?
ESPN News.
ESPN News.
SEC Network, ACC Network.
Right. Are those under the ESPN umbrella? Mm-hmm. Those are?
Yep.
So we really do have ESPN Diocho.
Oh,
we're going to have dodgeball going on, man.
Well, look at ESPN Plus. Just look at everything you could watch that are covered. I mean, it is everything is there.
I enjoy the ESPN Plus app. Maybe that's not right, but I just for the game broadcast. I don't watch any of the shows or anything like that.
No, I don't either.
But
well, it's great when the app actually works.
See, and I've never had an issue with these. But, you know, my degenerate moron self, I mean, there was a Bowling Green and something bowl going on. It's 2:30 in the afternoon on a Friday. I was done for the week. I'm like, I'm going to grab a beer and wager on this game I know nothing about. Taking the over. And I'm like, oh, where am I going to watch it? ESPN Plus had it. So there are aspects and facets of that I do like. By the way, the over hit. 9:30, it's Good Morning NoCo on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Pretty sure that song wasn't dedicated to ESPN. HVAC guy sums this up in two words, screw ESPN. But then he had some context to it, which I appreciate about HVAC guy. The whole entire four basketball games I have ever watched was worse than watching Rachel Maddow rant about Trump. The biased commentary and absolute lack of Nuggets acknowledgement was past hilarious, and it was very aggravating.
Yeah.
That sums it up perfectly.
Truly was. Like I had said, I watched the pregame, and for 40 minutes, never was it mentioned who the Lakers were playing.
When it's somebody who doesn't really know basketball saying that it's worse than Maddow talking about Trump, yeah, you've gone too far at that point. That's a good text. Appreciate it. We'll continue this conversation as Brady Hull, host of the Hull Show, joins us next. But first, bottom of the hour news and Weather Center.
You can't touch this.
Whatever your playlist you're playing today is, Angel, can you send it to me? This is going to be my wedding playlist, man. Easy enough.
Oh, it's always good when the bride comes out singing You Can't Touch This.
Yeah.
That's.
Oh, I guarantee you Jenna would bust a move to this, man.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, that whatever you've been on today, I like it. I like it. Brady Hull, host of the whole show, what? Breaking news? No, nothing, 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 nothing. No. Oh, no.
It's a secret.
Secret,
but there might be news coming out today.
About what?
Secret,
how do
secrets?
I say this without saying
give us a color.
Can I green.
Can I see it? And I promise I won't say anything, but can I see it and see?
Did you get a haircut?
Green. Well, like 2 weeks ago.
Really? Well, you'd like it every
shaved.
Week, or aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I keep it short.
New product for the hair?
I've had it for about 2 months.
Okay. All right.
It does look like you did something different today.
It does.
Literally the same thing I do every day.
Really?
Scoop it, put it between my hands, pop it through the hair, and away we go.
That's pretty whole, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us
today.
Guys.
Another male grooming tips. We like this 40-second segment we'll do every Thursday.
Yeah.
When I shaved my head, it was a glorious time because you don't have to do anything.
Did you ever do that again?
No.
Like,
not right now.
No?
Not right now. But maybe someday.
I don't think I would make a very good bald person. I don't know. I kind of got the block head and look like everybody else out there.
You'd just look like a Lego figure.
Did you guys notice the frosted tips are coming back? They're mm-hmm. coming back to haunt me.
I did notice that.
I don't.
Is it like that's a permanent thing now?
I hope not. Because I don't think
it's bad.
They're going away next week. I don't know if I have to add more color to it now, and I'm just the guy that has to dye his hair at 25.
Well, as you get older, different colors start forming.
Normally it's gray.
When I really let my beard go, there's like four different colors in there.
Really?
Yeah, red.
Wait till you get to the age where you wake up and one of them grew like 8 feet overnight, where it's all this, where the hell did this thing come from? And you pull it, and then it's connected to you, and you're like, wow.
You pull that, and then it's got an even longer.
How did I let the first 3 feet go? How did I not notice that till I could fish
with
it?
Yes.
Holyoke texting in. The Jaguars have signed Brandon McManus. There goes our Build Back Better scoreboard. Let's go, Brandon. What was more efficient, the Broncos Build Back Better or the countries? Let's discuss.
I think they were both kind of equal.
Both pretty crappy.
Absolutely.
Okay, that piece of news could be interesting. I just want to say that. That could be interesting. Make sure you listen to the whole show today.
How do I say it without saying it?
I think I already know, and I didn't look at anything.
Green and gold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Popular.
Yes.
Yeah, good enough? I think I've already got it figured out.
News.
Could possibly be happening.
Well, news will happen.
News will happen. We don't know what to do.
Where will that news go?
Right.
Is what we're wondering.
Will you know today in your show?
I believe so.
Okay.
That's going to be exciting. We don't know, but we don't know what the news is.
No, we don't. That's the best kind of news.
That's the best.
Like Christmas.
It's breaking news.
There's a present there. Not sure what it is.
Well, I would
it
just
sucks.
Be, I wouldn't leave whatever you're doing now and just stay there.
Yeah, you're going to want to listen through.
No, I'd stay there. Wander off or anything. You know, Brady will start at 11, but make sure you've got your spot right now.
Right.
And you never know between 11 and 2 when it's going to happen.
Stay there, just like we're hoping this news stays there.
Okay. Is it compelling enough to cover, though?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you not know what we're talking about?
I do. I was trying to segue us into the Nuggets conversation.
Oh, yeah. Angel's
trying to
keep
this thing.
By
asking the question, is it concerning enough for us to take interest?
I think Angel wants to switch me seats, is what he was trying to do. He's like,
poor Angel had to listen to us talk about our hair.
Press buttons, sorry.
We had to talk about
He's like, damn it, Tanner.
Oh, Angel.
Let's talk about something.
The easiest alley-oop in the world, and you just LeBron James'd it.
Yep. You missed it. What is that one?
Texter from the 970. Buffs going to the Big 12. What did you not get about the green and gold?
I don't know.
I got it.
Not you.
No, not you.
Buffs, I'm very direct when I'm yelling at you. No, Buffs aren't going to the Big 12. Are they?
I mean, that's a possibility. Stickman says, go Buffs. It's not a Buffs story.
Did that news just break?
About the Buffs?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Angel. Angel.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. We would have seen that, right?
I will text my people.
Text your people.
I'll text my mom.
All right, to the 7 who are still listening, just keep this played on repeat these last 5 minutes of radio.
Yeah,
I think it's great. It's been epic.
I mean, we started talking about how I did my hair. I figured a transition to green and gold
news.
We'd
always find a way into that.
How do we go from green and gold to the Buffs? All right, let's talk about the Denver Nuggets. Let's go there.
Okay.
We've been having this conversation. HVAC guy who has watched 4 total basketball games in his life said that this has just been even he's picking up on just how bad the coverage is from ESPN. Now I heard the argument. And this made a lot of sense to me, actually. On the counter side of it is like, all you Nuggets fans need to calm down about the teams not talking about the Nuggets right now. They're talking about the Lakers because the Lakers season is over. We've got 2 weeks still to talk about the Denver Nuggets. The only issue with that is that it was during the entire series, you wouldn't have known who the Lakers were playing. So no. It's just starting to come
It's been that way all year. So it'd be one thing if it was like, okay, calm down. We're going to talk about the teams that were eliminated or whatever. But you weren't talking about the Nuggets and taking them seriously. Until it was over. And then you're kind of still like, yeah, they won and everything. But LeBron, right?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, that guy. That's where they've transitioned.
Brian Windhorst clip on ESPN. That was one of the most ridiculous.
It is. I get where he's going with it. The Lakers were competitive in every single game. Every single game of that series was very entertaining. Did come down to the wire. But to make that your narrative, they were the best losers. That was amazing.
The best
Lakers
losers?
Yeah,
here's Brian
Windhorst. Terrific in going down in this series. I'm not sure I've seen a more impressive performance in a sweep ever. The Lakers absolutely were terrific in going down in this series. I'm not sure I've seen a more impressive performance in a sweep ever.
You know, in fact,
The look on Stephen A. and J.J. Reddick's face is hilarious.
They lost so good.
Angel, I'm not poking fun at you, but it's like saying Tua got sacked, and that was the best. He took a sack like a man. That was
no,
best.
But that'll be a headline that comes out in the fall.
I've never seen a guy.
Oh my God! Look, he rolled out of a tackle. That's amazing.
Like that is.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
That's on ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
Our national.
I've never
coverage.
Seen a more impressive performance in a sweep.
I mean, everyone knows the Lakers won.
Yeah.
I mean,
they could be the first team to ever come back 4-0.
Maybe.
They could be the first one ever down 4-0.
That's
could get them in
possible.
9.
They're contesting some of those baskets still and seeing if they can get them changed.
I'm with you. I understand the theme behind it, I guess, a little bit.
The Lakers were
competitive.
They weren't that bad of a team. The Nuggets are just a really great team.
Yeah.
And that's...
That's a better way of putting it than
what I also don't like is saying that this road was easy. When we started the playoffs, when we looked at it, we said, okay, Minnesota, okay, that's interesting. But they're going to have to get through Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to get through either Golden State or L.A. Those were all daunting to us at the time. And now that it's over, there's the national media saying, well, yeah, but the Lakers had only been together for so long. Kevin Durant and the Suns had only been together for so long. That is just, well, we hadn't had Jamal Murray in playoffs for 2 seasons, if we want to use excuses.
The only argument that I could see somebody making that might have some validity behind it with the Suns is the injuries. DeAndre Ayton in the last game.
That was the last game,
I get
though.
It, but it was still a game, man. That was
he didn't
still
do anything in the series.
DeAndre Ayton and Chris Paul. I mean,
Paul was doing nothing in that series.
Tell me, okay, but before the series, tell me that those weren't two of the best players going into that series.
No.
DeAndre Ayton and Chris Paul. Two of the biggest difference makers for the Phoenix Suns.
Booker and Durant were still the top two.
Right? And then the next two, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
sure.
if the Nuggets were without Michael Porter Jr. and Aaron Gordon, if they were without them.
In the final game of the series?
Well, let's say MPJ was out for after game one. That's a huge blow. I mean, that's the only argument that has a little bit of validity behind it. But the Nuggets still took care of business. You know that we talked about this maybe earlier this week when we said people will make that argument. They're going to because they don't. The last thing in the world they want to have is a dynasty come out of Denver, Colorado. That's the last thing that they want in the NBA. So that narrative's going to come out. The disrespect's not going anywhere. Even if the Nuggets win the title, here's what the narrative's going to be. Well, that was the most open and maybe the weakest NBA playoffs.
They keep moving the field goal post. That's what they've done. That's what Nick Wright, that's what those
Nick
guys
Wright
have done.
Nick Wright got you fired up last night. What was he saying? I didn't see the video. What did he have to say?
He's mad that we're whining, that Michael Malone's whining about the negative coverage around the Nuggets. And he's basically saying, we're giving you respect, but you still haven't done anything. You're not. You know, and it's... obvious. And Nick Wright's just going off, flailing. He's been so critical of Nikola Jokic, but he's moved the field goal post every single year on the Joker. He'll never be an MVP. He's the worst MVP ever. Oh, they'll never win a title. Oh, all this stuff. And it's really frustrating. Like it's borderline dangerous, I think, with the way the media is on this.
Well, I think they're missing an opportunity to really show team sports. In a time right now, and one of the big complaints is the individuality, that everyone's out looking for themselves. There's no loyalty. There's none of those things. Traits that you want to instill in your kids and have them look up to. The Denver Nuggets are a basketball team of people who are completely selfless, and they're in this together. What any high school coach would love to see out of his team, that togetherness, that we're all for one, you think is gone in pro sports. This is an example of it isn't. This is an example of growing your own talent, not going out and shopping, finding the one or two piece you need,
right,
you know, to make that room look great, you know, or just a lamp away from look. They picked the right lamp. You know what I mean? KCP lit up the corner beautifully. You know what I mean? Those moves, but they did it the right way. Players who decided to stay, players who had the opportunity to be let go. The story between Malone and Jamal is a beautiful story of, no, we're not sending you anywhere. You're ours. Those are things that would be great to capitalize on. A selfless MVP
that doesn't
who talks
get headlines.
About anything.
It doesn't get clicks. I know, but it doesn't.
How do we know it doesn't when nobody does it?
Because we have a tried and true, and this is not just sports media. This is just media in general. If it bleeds, it leads. If there's drama, if there's this big name, name. If it's why are celebrities always dominating headlines? That's what draws clicks. Is it the right way to go about it? 100% resounding no. But that's just the way that it is. These feel good stories.
I understand that. I'm saying this is an opportunity to quit throwing logs on a fire that we don't want burning.
Right. ESPN doesn't give a damn about
that. This is a way to go the other way. It's the way I try to live my life. Is it'd be really easy to go this way because that's the popular way. That will get clicks. That will get a reaction. But it ain't right. And this is an opportunity to showcase great young men who have done it the right way and are a team. There's something to be seen for that, and I think it's an important message that the country is missing.
A guy from Sport that was on with Rich Eisen from Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, I just found it. It's Sports Illustrated's Chris Mannix.
Mannix.
His quote was, he's saying, frankly, the Denver Nuggets are not a compelling team to talk about or to write about.
So let me just tell you, and again, everybody knows this that's listening to this show. You have a guy from Serbia that in 2011 was out of shape and was a short, pudgy little guy.
A Quesarito's ad.
That's saying, hey, anybody want to have a pickup game? And he deleted his social media shortly after that. I'm wondering if he was bullied online.
Right.
So he goes away. He has these brothers that look like they could be in some kind of special ops force, whatever. His child, he has this adorable little thing that he does with the ring in his hand, or his hand and all that stuff. It's awesome. KCP was drafted by Michael Jordan. He was supposed to be a superstar. He wasn't. He became a team player. Aaron Gordon was an Orlando Magic superstar. And he decided, he got traded, and then he became not second on a roster, not third on a roster, but the fourth most important guy on a roster. That's a compelling story. Bruce Brown was forgotten in Brooklyn, comes over and transitions. Michael Malone was fired because his superstar had mono in Sacramento. That's not a compelling story?
Right.
MPJ's Tim Conley, back surgery, his brother this year, Murray's recovery.
Tim Conley left.
Instagram scandal.
Tim Conley left this team to go to Minnesota to be their general manager, and we get our guy boost up and Calvin Booth, and he goes and puts all these pieces together. That's not a story?
They don't.
How about the TV deal? That's an interesting story, too.
They don't know about the storylines, though, because they haven't been paying attention.
And J.J. Redick talked about it and said it's our we failed covering the NBA because it's about 30 teams, not 5 teams. And Colin Cowherd used to say, I talk about the Lakers and LeBron James, or I guess LeBron at the time was with the Cavs, because he moves the needle. The ratings are there. Well, that's your own fault because you just keep buying into that stuff. If you don't talk about other things, then your audience isn't going to learn about other things. They're going to listen to what you talk about. You are radio hosts. You guys choose the topics that you're going to talk about. And people will build up from there. So it's the national media's fault. And they are an extremely compelling story. It's way more compelling than an aging LeBron James at this stage. He's not compelling anymore. I'm done. I'm kind of over it.
Well, and what an absolute LeBron James move. As soon as the storyline is not, the LeBron got swept in the Western Conference Finals, it's, is LeBron coming back now? Is he going to retire? What a LeBron James move that LeBron... That was the most LeBron move LeBron's ever made, is to change the headline and the narrative around that. And for the morons out there that are saying there'd be no storylines between the Heat and the Nuggets, just show them the photo of the Heat standing outside the Nuggets locker room waiting for Nikola Jokic to come out. I mean, that wasn't that long ago after... I do think it was a cheap shot from Nikola Jokic after he got hit. But hitting... it was one of the Morris brothers, right? That he hit in the back?
Yeah, Markieff Morris.
That's still there. There's bad blood between these two teams. So if you don't think there's storylines going in, you just flat out haven't been paying attention.
Yeah, well, if the Heat win, there's going to be a monster. Yeah, there's a great storyline right there.
And another one, and I think I actually heard you allude to it, too, that people would say, you know, the path there, they played a 7 seed, they played a this. We're the 1 seed. No matter who we play, they're going to be several seeds below us.
Right.
You know, so
mathematically, it's very accurate.
I said this 6 years ago. I said the NBA is going to change. You're going to get to the point where it's not 3 or 4 teams that are easily the favorites. You're going to get to the point where it's like 7 or 8 teams could win. And that's what we're seeing because of the teams spreading out. We're seeing different style of play. And here we are. It was a prediction.
9:54 the time. Let's come back. Let's talk about the Eastern Conference Finals for just a moment. On the other side, we'll wrap it up on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. How long of a song is this? Will this take us to our heart out?
No, because we won't be able to.
What? Sorry, I was into it.
Yeah,
I was into it. No. I was into it. All right, Eastern Conference Finals. Brian, you made your prediction earlier in the show. You said it was eligible to change for game number five tonight with the Miami Heat up 3-1 over Boston. You sticking with Boston winning this game tonight?
Yeah, I think Boston wins tonight in Boston, forces a game six, which Miami will take care of at home. So, I think the Celtics keep it alive, and that will make it very interesting if they do.
Must-win game tonight for Boston?
Gabe Vincent is out for Miami, 17.5-point average in this series, so that is a big deal. So, I would imagine Boston finds a way to get it done tonight.
So, it's a must-win for Boston, you'd say?
Well, yeah.
Okay. The Boston is...
He's been trying to get us to bite on that all
dang it.
Day.
Yeah. I'm going to run across somebody who's sleep-deprived enough to bite. Boston, 8-point favorites tonight. In this. Are they the first team to come back from an 0-3 deficit?
No.
I don't know.
I'm starting to feel that way, man.
It's one win.
I know. It was a big one, though.
One win.
It was a big one.
Yeah. What? They won one on the road, which, you know, that you want to take care of, but you lost your two at home. You know, now you're going back there. I don't think you're going to lose again on your home court. I think you're going to win. I think Miami needs to, if they can take care of business tonight, great. If not, they've got to win game six because they won't win a game seven in Boston.
Boston is the better team overall.
I agree.
But for some reason, Miami has just found magic here.
Yeah.
And they have just been really special. Spoelstra's game management they're in a zone one possession, and the next they're back to man-to-man, and it's like Boston has no clue how to handle that. They're very much out-coached in this series. So
felt like Miami kind of did what Denver easily could have and said, we'll just come back and win it. You know, we'll come back and get it on game six or whatever. We'll just, you know, we've got room to work with, which is a dangerous thing when you give a team like Boston any little bit of hope. The wise guys definitely think that this is definitely a competitive series. Now, Boston to win the series is just plus 210. It being down one.
I don't know that we want Boston coming into the finals with that kind of history. It's all.
No, I don't want Boston. I want Miami because I want home court.
And if Boston wins, you think the media was bad? They're going to go right back on the Boston train.
Well, the last time we had a Colorado sports team with a long layoff face a Boston team in a championship, that worked out well for us. 07 Rockies, anybody? All right, there you go.
Always got to tie it back to the Rockies.
The Rockies are awesome. For Angel Padilla, for Brian Gary, for Brady Hull, he's hosting the whole show today. I'm Tanner Schwinn.
Thank you.
I'm out tomorrow. Abbreviated Good Morning NOCO with Brian until 8:30. 3 triple header on Friday here on KFK. We'll talk to you then. We love you, Northern Colorado.